8:47. This week's quotes with Professor Choi Kyung from Hongik University. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Good to have you here in the studio.
Nice to be here.
We've got three quotes of the price of one today.
We do, indeed.
So we're going to hear from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. We're going to hear from a lawyer, and we're going to hear from a Constitutional Court Chief Justice candidate, and we'll explain a little bit more after that. Let's kick off with the quotes themselves.
국민 여러분께 큰 실망을 드린 것에 대해 사법부의 대표로서 통렬히 반성하고 다시 한번 깊은 사과의 말씀을 드립니다.
압수수색도 기각 이렇게 하는 것은 도저히 제정신을 차리고 있는 사법부라고는 볼 수가 없죠.
이러한 상황에서 새로운 30년을 여는 헌법재판소는 무엇보다도 정치적 중립성과 독립성을 확보해야 합니다. 헌법재판소는 국민의 신뢰 위에 서 있고 국민의 신뢰는 정치적 중립성과 독립성에서 오기 때문입니다.
So, Professor Cho, can you, one by one, in chronological order there, start at the beginning with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Kim Myung-soo, explain what they had to say?
Yes, this quote is actually from yesterday, which marked the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the judiciary, really, in the Republic of Korea, so 1948 until 1918. And so they commemorated the event by holding a ceremony, and it should have been a celebratory occasion, you know, marking the 70th anniversary. But instead, the mood was really somber and even oppressive because of the ongoing lobbying scandal that's dogging the Supreme Court and the judiciary.
Yeah.
So instead of the Chief Justice, you know, congratulating and celebrating, he was apologizing to the people for disappointing the people of Korea, and that he regrets how, you know, this has happened. The second quote is from a lawyer called Han Seung-hun. He's now in his 80s. He's really the first generation of lawyers in Korea. And he's like the elder statesman, you know, in the legal profession. And he actually received the highest civilian honor at the ceremony yesterday. But he was very critical of how this scandal was being handled by the court, and especially by the Chief Justice, because he thinks that the current Chief Justice is sort of not doing enough to basically clean up the mess. Somehow the Chief Justice, this lawyer believes, is thinking maybe we can just ride this storm out. And he's saying, you know, for example, when the court is continuing to reject the search and seizure warrant to investigate the judges, you really can't say that the judiciary is in its right mind. So he's basically saying, wake up, guys. The last quote is from Yoo Nam-seok, who is currently a justice on the Constitutional Court, and he's been nominated as the next candidate for the Chief Justice position in the Supreme Court.
That hearing's been brought forward, hasn't it? Because they don't want it to be overshadowed by the Inter-Korean Summit next week.
Right. So they've actually been having, in the past few days, these confirmation hearings of, I think, five or six new nominees to the Constitutional Court. This quote is actually from a few days ago, I think maybe on the 11th or so, when the hearing for Justice Yu was being held.
Right, okay, so and several of them. Right.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for clarifying that. But what,
that's okay.
What do we hear from you?
But he's saying, you know, Constitutional Court has actually celebrated its 30th anniversary last month. So it's actually much younger than the Supreme Court. But it has grown in the meantime. I mean, in its early days, the Constitutional Court was really of very little significance. Not many cases went there and so forth. But it's really become a protector of the basic rights of the people. And he was saying that with the growing influence of the court, there's also a greater risk that it becomes politicized. And under these circumstances, the Constitutional Court has to secure its political neutrality and independence, because the court stands on the trust of the people. And the trust of the people really comes from the court's political neutrality and independence. So right now, we continue to find out every day a new shameful detail about how the the former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and the Court Administration Office have lobbied to try to secure the establishment of a new appellate court that would take the bulk of the workload from the Supreme Court, leaving the Supreme Court to basically, hear the more important cases. And this problem really stemmed from the rivalry that Supreme Court felt towards the Constitutional Court, because this little upstart court became, all of a sudden much more important and people actually listened to it much more.
Now, are people really as engaged with this issue as some of the other problems in society? Because when I talk to people about things they're disgruntled about, they'll talk about housing prices,
mm-hmm.
they'll talk about maybe education,
mm-hmm.
or even just air pollution, for
right.
example. I never hear people go into this kind of complexity when they're expressing grievances. But yet here we have the Chief Justice saying, how he bitterly regrets disappointing the people. Will that even resonate with the public at large?
I think it does, because you're right. People, complain more about the things that immediately affect them on a day-to-day level. But not many people actually have to go through litigation every day.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, the fact that we can carry on our everyday lives is because we have this trust in the system in which we live, in the society in which we live, that it's under the rule of law, that everyone is treated fairly and equally, and that we can expect justice if there is ever a dispute. If we believed that even judges are susceptible to try to influence politicians and others to gain an advantage for themselves, and they would even go to the extent of trading, judgments for that, then we really have lost our faith in the very foundation of our society. And
yeah.
that's much more dangerous.
I was going to say, it's even more dangerous if people are not engaged in that issue, if they're not holding them to account.
Yes. And so, although they might be, talking more immediately about housing prices and education and et cetera, at the next level, deeper, then there is a real sort of knowing concern about the independence of a judiciary. Now, just a few days ago, there was a congress of the senior judicial representative of each of the courts in Korea. And they gathered together to really try to come up with some reforms for the courts, to essentially restore people's trust in the judiciary and the court system. And one of the main recommendations that they made, and in fact, actually a motion was passed among the judges, was to abolish the current court administration office, which really has done so much to bureaucratize the judiciary. And when you think about it, the judiciary is not just one body. It's really the individual judges who are the bearers of the responsibilities under the Constitution. And to make them into one bureaucratic body is really undermining their own independence. And so they've suggested that. They've also suggested other reforms, including how to handle appointments, promotion, et cetera, et cetera. But as Mr. Han, the lawyer, said, they really need to take this problem much more seriously and show that the courts can and will reform itself significantly and profoundly. Otherwise, we'd be concerned.
Understandably so. Thank you so much for coming in today to help skirt. I think especially for foreign residents living in Seoul, this kind of issue can be like way over our heads as well. So it's really important to be engaged with it. We're all affected either directly or indirectly by how the judiciary approaches major legal questions. Thank you very much, Professor Choi Kyung from Hongik University Law School.
Thank you.